Now time for a locker room chat, and I'm joined by Oskaloosa girls and basketball coach Lindsay Newell. After an exciting finish last night against McLeod, 49-45 victory. First, congrats on the win. What were some things that your team did right towards the end of the game to get the victory?
Really, our girls just kind of stayed focused. We did have some unexpected turnovers at the end, but we really just kind of buckled down on our defense and made sure to get those rebounds at the end of the game to hold on to the win.
How nice was it to get such a close victory after a game back on December 2nd where you guys lost a close one?
You know what? I think it really, we're kind of turning a corner. I think the girls now realize that they can really compete with anybody. It comes down to a lot of focus and determination and keeping our heads in the game even when it's tight down the road. I think they're kind of realizing that they have what it takes to win.
That's great to hear. Well, how much of a confidence booster is this for some of your upperclassmen, seeing some of all their hard work paying off?
Our upperclassmen, actually, Michaela Boyd had an outstanding game. She had 20 points, 11 rebounds. She had one of her best games. I think it's really a confidence booster. I think it also just shows our underclassmen that they are in it to win it, too, and that they have to, it's all a team effort, and that they can do it.
And, Coach, what was your message to your team after the game? How infectious was that locker room?
It was infectious. I do think we still have a lot to work on in the locker room just because everybody wants to play in practice. Last year, they all were used to playing so much. We have new freshmen coming in. We're still just working on that team, and we're going to have some changes after the first of the year. We're going to lose Les Maselli. So they all know that they have a vital part in every piece of the game. They kind of saw that last night, how we were rotating to win all games.
You got one more game till the Christmas break. What are some things that you know about this team now that maybe you didn't know about your team but all the way back in maybe mid-November?
I do see that everybody is passionate about this team. Everybody wants to win. Everybody works hard. We're just starting to see some of the younger classmen that are on our bench kind of stepping in and filling in some key roles, even if it's just a few minutes here and there. I think they're just seeing how they all play a part in the game.
You know, Coach, talking about those younger players, what does that say their determination and how this team is really going to start to gel and form together late in the season and in the future as well?
I think they just see that, you know, coming from middle school to high school, that it is a change playing against upperclassmen and just understanding that sometimes they have to slow down. It's not always about, you know, how fast you can go. It's just more about being a smarter basketball player, and I think they're all kind of realizing that now.
And, Coach, one more question for you here this morning. What are some things that you're going to be working on in practice to get ready for Jefferson County North on Friday?
We're going to throw them a whole bunch of different defenses. We're going to work on that a lot over break. We're going to try out a few things. They're big inside, but I think with our upperclassmen, I think we can throw a little bit different things out there. We're going to put a lot of pressure on their guard to make it happen.
Great stuff, Coach. Once again, congratulations on the win, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, thank you. I look forward to it, too.
Lindsay Newell, after their first win of the regular season, here on Locker Room Chat, the girls' basketball coach, Oskaloosa, brought to you by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home.